The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Oh, boy. Go to the Facebook Live right now, people. Brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. Actually, we just walked the course where Paul will be attempting here right after the show to beat a 101-year-old woman's record of 100 meters. Her name is Julia Hurricane Hawkins. She ran it in 40.12 seconds. And I got my reservations, Paul, walking it down and back with you, that you may not even finish.
Well, first of all, I always finish. Second of all, I can't guarantee how long
I'm talking about the race, you friggin' pig!
Gross.
Oh, my God. That is just
I wish I could.
You're such a knob.
I wish I could fake this race like I do everything else. So.
Okay. Anyway,
we'll give you a name like she has. You'll be Speedy Spurl.
Sure. Close
there
enough.
There you go.
Yeah.
Paul Speedy Spurl.
Sounds dude. Threatening.
Dude.
Paul.
Sluggish
dude.
Spurl.
Yeah.
Listen, this is like an intervention.
I can't.
Oh, it's Q105. Partly sunny, lower humidity today, 75. The sunshine's not coming till later. It's Denny and the girls, live and local. You know what this really is?
Tell me.
This is a divine intervention.
Wow.
If a 101-year-old woman can beat you in a 100-meter race and you're 40, how bad has it gotten?
She has nothing better to do with her life except watch Jeopardy and run around. I have things and stuff ordering things to do.
You should run while you do them.
Dude, when you're 40, you should be able to beat anybody at a race.
That's true. I should. But there are some people who do and some people who don't. So
well, we're about to find out. Mm-hmm. See if you're going to man up and dig down deep like the athlete that you once were.
Well,
channel your Karate Kid moment.
Well, you know, at
you
16 and 17
that.
When I was red belt, black belt and all that,
when you were a teenager, you were a black belt.
I was bad. I was badass. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I sure was.
And now you're 40, and you can't even beat a 101-year-old woman running 100 meters.
I regressed a little bit.
He's embraced it.
No,
he's okay.
No,
just embrace it.
It's not that you regressed. You've died.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine if I tried to martial arts again? I'd have to start over at white belt.
You probably would. You'd probably do a kick and fart at the same time.
There has been classes I've been at as a kid.
Hi-ya!
Can you kick? No. Give me a minute. Let it go away.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
All right, I have a...
cold out there, but just that walk, man.
But that should make you run faster, Paul.
Oh, I know. But
yeah,
I worked up a
you.
Sweat. It was like, wow. I was like Michael J. Fox trying to play Jenga. I was sweating so hard out there. My goodness.
Paul!
Are you serious?
What?
Hey, that might be the dispenser of doom.
Uh-oh, dispenser's coming out.
That's dispenser of doom.
What? I was just sweating.
Dispenser
a little bit,
of doom while he's wearing a diaper. Susie's reaching for it.
Oh, man. I'm calling serious. Dispenser
all right,
on that.
Dispenser of doom.
There's no ripping Michael J. Fox.
No, you
can't.
No.
He's got struggles.
No.
Oh, all right.
No, you can't.
Mm.
All right, so this is very appropriate. On the first night of a CPR training class, he's the instructor, okay? He's the instructor. His name's David Knowles, and he started to feel bad. And he realized he might be actually having a heart attack. This is CPR class he's teaching.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Oh, that's
so
ironic.
He let his new students know that there won't be any demonstration because this is the real thing. One of his students in the class, a former nurse, Carol Chu, she was taking the course as a refresher. She was able to perform CPR on the CPR instructor when he stopped breathing. Without her, Knowles doesn't know if he would have survived. The guy was 77 years old. He woke up 2.5 weeks later.
Oh, dear.
He was in a medically induced coma because of the severe heart damage. Now he's in good health and feels much better. And by the way, she's pretty much mastered CPR because she kept the dude alive. How does that happen?
How does that happen? That's
awesome
crazy.
Story? Yeah.
Good thing he's a good teacher.
Well, no, they haven't even started it yet. She was taking a refresher course from him. She didn't take the original one from him, but she was a former nurse. So,
that helps. Yeah,
77.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's do Dope of the Day. Then we have to break, and then you're going to the dispenser of
doom. No, we don't have time for that. I gotta go out. Remember, I gotta go stretch.
No.
You need a little nourishment before you do
Susan.
That.
Susan,
it's time for Denny Schaefer's Dope of the Day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
This guy's parents really should have known that this day was coming, inevitable. Cops in Vancouver, Washington, got into a high-speed chase with a guy last Tuesday night. The chase lasted more than 20 miles. The guy wound up crossing state lines, driving into Oregon, where the cops finally caught him. The guy was arrested on four felony charges, and his name? Felony Edward Hudson.
No!
His name was Felony.
His first name?
Felony Edward Hudson. Oh, F-E-H.
That's crazy.
That's almost as hot as that hat.
Is it spelled the same?
Yeah, F-E-L-L-O-N-Y.
Oh, it has an L. Okay, yeah. Extra. Okay.
Yeah, it's got an extra L.
That's so funny.
Anyway, Felony Edward Hudson, if you're listening, come on down to the station. We'll give you a certificate that says on this Monday, the 24th,